You are not a copywriter. You're not a copywriter. I'm sorry, you're not a copywriter. Even if you call yourself a copywriter, even if you have sold your services as a copywriter, even I don't care. Even if you've read a million books and you've had a million clients, you're not a copywriter. What the heck do I even mean? I'm Roy Fur, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets, and today we're going to be talking about how you're not a copywriter. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Fur, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. All right, so what the heck do I mean by you are not a copywriter? Well, so this has come up so often throughout my career, and more I've run into it more and more, that I find all these people who discovered copywriting maybe a lot like I did. And so before I was a copywriter, I thought of myself as a writer. Like, I self-published a book of poetry. I enjoyed writing nonfiction stuff for classes. I enjoyed writing fiction stuff for classes. I enjoyed my writing. And I hung out with other people who were writers. And like, this was all my, you know, it was woven into my identity that I was a writer. And I actually discovered copywriting through the book The Well-Fed Writer, which was about how you could make a living as a writer by being willing to write commercial stuff, right, for businesses. And so I came at this the same way that so many other people come at this. I thought, hey, I'm a writer. And so I'm gonna, you know, I'm gonna get paid as a writer, and this is cool. I'm gonna be a writer. And then I really got into marketing, and I got into direct response, and I got into business, and I realized pretty quickly that businesses, while they hire people to write copy, they actually don't care about the writing at all. They don't really want a copywriter. What they want is leads, customers, sales, and profits. Leads, customers, sales, and profits. And the more you focus on yourself as a writer, and I'll lump copywriter under that, the more you focus on yourself as a writer, the less attractive your services are to businesses that can pay you good money. Now, copywriter does become shorthand in a lot of industries for a person who knows how to make leads, customer sales, and profits show up. But copywriter, like, the writing part is really not the important part. It's like if we called it a kerfunkel, and like the job was the kerfunkel job, but your job was to make leads, customer sales, and profits show up, well, then businesses would want to work with kerfunkels. Right? The name copywriter, just because you're putting words on paper, you really cannot think of yourself as a writer if you want to be maximally successful in this business. If you want to be maximally successful in this business, you have to go all the way back to Claude Hopkins, 100 years ago, Lord and Thomas Ad Agency in Chicago, one of the biggest ad agencies in the world at the time. And he and Albert Lasker and John E. Kennedy were hanging out, and they were the like most brilliant minds in advertising at the time. And John E. Kennedy said, well, okay, so it goes back to this story. And Albert Lasker was running the Lord and Thomas ad agency at the time. And Claude Hopkins would end up being there. I'm not sure his exact timeline with this, but John E. Kennedy apparently was like Canadian mounted police before he became an advertising guy. And he shows up at the Lord and Thomas ad agency. Actually, he shows up at the saloon down below in the building. And he sends a note up, and he sends the note to Albert, or actually to the guy that was running the ad agency at the time. Albert Lasker was like building his career inside the agency. And he sends a note up and he says, "You do not know what advertising is. I know what advertising is, and it would be of great benefit to you to know what advertising is. If interested, I am in the saloon below. Please send a messenger to bring me up." Something like that. I didn't even actually intend to tell this story, so winging it a little bit. So anyways, Johnny Kennedy sends that note up basically saying, "Hey, you guys don't know what advertising is. I know what advertising is. And if you want to know, let me know, send me up, or, you know, bring me up." And so the guy that was running the agency at the time said, "You know, I don't know if I even want to talk to this guy. This is like a, you know, pompous attitude, whatever." But Albert Lasker was actually really curious. He was really curious to figure out, like, what is good advertising? And so Albert Lasker just convinces these guys, "Hey, just bring him up, see what he has to say." And so Johnny Kennedy comes up and he says, I would like to know from you guys what you think advertising is. And so, you know, they go around the room and they say, "Well, we think it's news. Like, we think it's news about a product. We think it's an announcement about a product." And he said, "Well, that's a way that you can do advertising, but that's not it. We think that it is featuring a sale. It's presenting a sale of a product. You know, we think that it's getting the word out. We think that it's all these different things, right?" And he kept saying, "Well, you know, that's something that you can do in advertising, but that's not what it is." And eventually he says, "Okay, you know, do you guys give up?" And they did. And he said, "Okay, here's what advertising really is. Advertising," and this is the early 20th century language, "advertising is salesmanship in print. Salesmanship in print. Basically, the role of an advertisement is to be a salesperson." And by the way, I've updated it, my 21st century wording of this, to recognize, number one, it's not just salesmanship. And number two, it can be in any media, not just print. My 21st century wording of this is selling multiplied by media. Advertising is selling multiplied by media. And so the role of an advertisement is to go out there like a salesperson and to put that sales message in front of the prospect and say, "Hey, you know, this is something that would greatly benefit your life. And here's an offer for it. And here's how you respond." Just like a salesperson would actually go out and have that conversation, except for instead of it being a person, you know, who takes breaks and they need, you know, they need lunch breaks, they demand a higher wage, et cetera, et cetera. It's the media itself. Like, and it's multiplied at scale by being able to put it out, you know, first in print and then through broadcast mediums like radio and then television and now on the internet. And you know, effectively, well, Ken McCarthy, one of the world's first internet marketing experts, actually probably the first internet marketing expert, at least in the direct response world, said that the internet is the world's biggest printing press hooked up to the world's biggest post office, and it's all instantaneous. And so now we have the internet that's able to instantly deliver these messages all around the world as a medium. And even within the internet, there is text on page, there's video, there's audio, whatever. But still all fundamentally, like, no matter what you're doing, whether you're trying to drive traffic to your website, whether you're trying to actually make sales, whether you're trying to generate leads, whether you're trying to whatever, the fundamental goal is that your advertising, your copy, must fulfill this role of getting leads, customers, sales, and profits. And when you think of yourself as a writer, it is really easy to forget this definition, that, you know, my 21st century definition of, you know, what Johnny Kennedy and Albert Lasker and then Claude Hopkins taught this in scientific advertising, that advertising is selling well, using my language, selling multiplied by media, right? And so if you think you're a copywriter and you focus on the writing and you're like, I'm a business wordsmith and I write creatively for your business and, you know, whatever, all of that focus on writing really takes away the focus from what really matters as someone who is actually, you know, a copywriter by name, I guess, but the role of a copywriter is a salesperson, and your ultimate job is to be able to get prospects in a market to take meaningful steps forward towards whatever purchasing action, you know, to turn them into leads, to make them customers, to generate sales, to generate profits. And that happens not by writing, but by doing selling multiplied by media, selling multiplied through media. And so when I open this up and I say you're not a copywriter, what I'm really trying to emphasize here is that your job is not to be a writer. Your job, if you are a copywriter, you know, is to actually be a salesperson and to think about what is the most effective way, not for me to look good as a writer, not for my client to look great as like this, I don't know, this inspiring writer, if you're writing in their voice. Your writing should never be the focus. Your writing should be almost invisible. Your message should be the focus, and your message should be focused on the prospect and helping them solve whatever problem they want through the purchase of your offer, of your product or service. And so as you know, a writer loves to have their writing recognized. A salesperson just wants that outcome of generating the sale. So my recommendation, you know, even if you call yourself a copywriter because you work in the direct response fields where it's shorthand for you are able to do selling multiplied by media, really make sure that you're not focusing on yourself as writer. Make sure that you're focusing on yourself as salesperson, as persuader, as someone who's actually getting your prospects to take action. My name is Roy Furr. This has been your latest daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. I'll tell you what. A few years back, I actually recorded an audiobook version of Claude Hopkins' Scientific Advertising, where he talks about advertising being salesmanship in print. And he talks about how to go deep with, the scientific approach to measuring the response to advertising and actually treating advertising like it needs to generate leads, customer sales, and profits. And scientific advertising is absolutely required reading if you are in the fields of marketing, advertising, copywriting, whatever. And David Ogilvy said nobody should have anything to do with advertising until they've read this book seven times. J. Abraham actually used to charge people tens of thousands of dollars to come to seminars, and then he would read directly from this book from stage. This was when it was out of print. More recently, it's become in print, and it's actually entered the public domain. And if you go to freescientificadvertising.com, the link is in the description with this episode, I actually offer a free audiobook version, the audiobook that I recommended that I recorded recently. And I also offer a free PDF copy of the book as well. So again, freescientificadvertising.com. You can get the Claude Hopkins book, Scientific Advertising, which is a foundation for this approach to marketing, advertising, and copywriting that is selling multiplied by media. So leave a comment with this episode or review. Let me know on a scale of 1 to 10 how valuable you're finding this and why. What are your action items? What are your takeaways? What are you getting out of this? what should other people pay attention to as they engage with these episodes? Also tap that like button before you go if it's there, so that the magical algorithms of the internet will share more content like this with you, and will share this with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can certainly share it with other folks directly, and subscribe before you go. Subscribe here. You can also go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com, get my daily emails Monday through Friday, including these episodes and more exclusive content for email subscribers. Again, I'm Roy Furr for Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. I always aim for 10 out of 10 value. I hope that I've delivered it here, and I look forward to seeing you again in your next issue, your next episode. I'll see you soon. Bye. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.